Right, so that's how the funnel is. It thins out, right? So, you know, let me describe it again. Rejections, exchanges, let's just say flakes, dates, hookups, right? It's like that, right? Oh, Laz, why is it like that? Why isn't it rejections, exchanges, right? Like an expect, right? Because you're Superman, right? Like that's who you want to be, right? You want to get rejected like this. You want the exchanges to be like this, and you want the hookups to be like this, right? Oh, isn't that a wonderful fantasy, right? Come on, guys, let's get real here. Yo, what's up, guys? Welcome to another video, and today I want to talk about why she flakes on you and basically expose all the fake stuff that I've been seeing. So basically, with this whole coronavirus pandemic, I mean, in general, just there's been a trajectory in the pickup community of trying to overanalyze things in order for the girl not to flake or not to reject you, right? It's just this whole avoidance that if there's any sort of volume of rejection and flakes, that you're doing something wrong, therefore keeping guys in this whole loop, which they've been stuck on for many years because there hasn't been a breakthrough, right? There's always some new product, new thing that's just gonna still keep you in a loop, and there's just no magic pill or no magic text that you can figure out. So it's obvious now that our consciousness has expanded on this subject thanks to a few pioneers of approach and dating advice. So it's safe to say that a lot of the content out now is very needy and just unaware of certain facts and truths, right? Such as, you know, this whole marketing campaign that's just been, clanged onto by a lot of these so-called pickup artists, coaches, right? Where they're telling you, this is how you text, or this is how you do this, or this is how you do that. They're just like overanalyzing and overthinking something so simple, right? So anyone who tells you that they have these magical lines, or these sort of, oh, this is how you do something, away from the fundamentals, which is like basic fundamentals and basic fundamental mindsets. Any sort of, oh, this is how you're supposed to, it's like, no, guys, you got to remember, girls are going to flake. That's just the way it is, right? It's a funnel. So as you're meeting women, you're going to get rejected, right? Then you're going to get, you're going to exchange, hook up, whatever, right? This is the funnel, right? So rejected, exchange, hook up, flakes, right? Or just ghosting or whatever, right? So that's how the funnel is. It thins out, right? So, you know, let me describe it again. Rejections, exchanges, let's just say flakes, dates, hookups, right? It's like that, right? Oh, Laz, why is it like that? Why isn't it rejections, exchanges, right? Like an expect, right? Because you're Superman, right? Like that's who you want to be, right? You want to get rejected like this. You want the exchanges to be like this, and you want the hookups to be like this, right? Oh, isn't that a wonderful fantasy, right? Come on, guys, let's get real here. It's time to open your eyes and stop BSing around. And I mean, the reason I'm so confident about the content that I'm giving you is because I have an amazing dating life, and the people I surround myself with have an amazing dating life, and I'm seeing a lot of these other people have very turbulent and what word can I use to describe it? Unmagnificent dating lives, to say the least, right? And of course, they're stuck in the needy loop. They're trying to cater. They're trying hard. They want to be the pickup artist, right? It's like, stop it, bro. Stop it. You're not a pickup artist. You're not a day gamer. You're not a night gamer. You're not special, right? Because you get girls, right? Because you probably don't. If you think that way, you don't get girls, right? If you think you're special because you get girls, you don't get girls, bro. Like, that's just the bottom line, right? So anybody who's actually successful in dating, I will tell you that it's just not a big deal, right? Any guy who's just bragging about it, you know, we have the occasional, you know, egoistic guy who's like, yeah, I do this. But usually he has a reason, right? You know, he's the promoter of a big club. He's got that funnel. You know, he's got some sort of status in his you know, environment, etc. So they boast about that, right? But when we're talking about real dating, like real dating knowledge, real dating intelligence, right? Those guys can't break that down, right? You're gonna have a dating coach break that down, and just a lot of the advice out there is needy and garbage. That's just the bottom line, right? You got guys, you know, teaching you, telling you to run through the jungle shirtless to manifest chakras or whatever. Meanwhile, we got my boy over in I don't know if I should say whatever, in Japan, just like hooking up with mad chicks. And you know, you got me over here in my city just doing my thing, right? Of course, my city has a lot less people, but you know, you could still create a nice dating life. You don't have to go to the Himalayas and going this up. And don't even get me started with the whole red pill movement, right? Where guys are like, oh yeah, be on your purpose, bro. And it's like they have this dream where like there's this like small percentage of very successful men who sort of, you know, got there, and of course they attract girls with that. But let's just face it, bro, most guys aren't gonna be that successful, and you still have to approach, and you still have to, you know, fundamentally have your fundamentals down in social interactions in order to get it through. You don't just be on your purpose and just completely ignore that area of your life. It makes no damn sense. You got these guys over here rap pilling, you know, who are just making a bang, you know, who are just like growing in subs because they, you know, they verbal masturbate you, and then you fall for this little trend. But you know, that's just getting old. Guys are gonna soon realize that that's not working. Like, oh, I'm on my purpose, but I haven't been with a girl in months. You know, it's like I haven't been in a date in months. Oh, females are this, female nature this, female nature that. And you know, it's just the most ridiculous thing from a guy who looks like lives in a cave. And of course they go out with certain chicks, but their dating life is just nowhere near where it should be anyway. And it's just like they have this facade, and you know, they're selling you their content garbage books, and it is what it is. I'm not hating on them. Let them make their money. I mean, a lot of their advice, you know, is like I said, it's enjoying to listen to. And of course you should be on your purpose, and you should get that area of your life taken care of, but you should also be approaching and knowing how to meet women the correct way, right? You should not neglect that, and you should stop hating on women, you know, and creating this whole men versus women thing, which is kind of the frame that I'm seeing. It's like this whole battle of like, oh, girls ain't this, girls ain't that. It's like your little crybabies, like, girls ain't this, I'm whining about girl, she's never gonna be this. It's like, bro, that's just crybaby stuff. Like, just stop being entitled. Start, you know, get yourself together and just meet a lot of women, and you will have good women in your life, just like there's bad women as well, right? You're going to be able to shuffle through that. But anyways, just like, you know, forget about all that stuff and realize, yeah, guys, girls flake. You know, it's normal. It's going to happen a lot. Remember, the funnel is not backwards, dudes, right? Because it's like the marketing is all catered towards a backwards funnel, which is get rejected less and get more numbers and get right. No, the funnel is how an actual funnel is, right? Now use your head a little bit for this, right? So you're gonna get rejected the most, you're gonna get exchanges a little less, you know, flaked or whatever the fuck. And you know, I don't even want to break that down right now. That's not the purpose of the video, but you get the point, right? So that's the bottom line, guys. Okay, I just want you to use this as a shield to not whine about flakes. Okay, it's gonna happen, and of course rejections as well. But you know, a lot of guys are like, oh, what should I text, what should I do? It's like, yo, read a lot of the texting advice that watch a lot of texting advice that we have here. Check out the article on soup texting by Mike Melman. You know, basic fundamental stuff, guys. Nothing, you know, out of, you know, you don't send magical lines every 5 hours or just dumb stuff like that. It's like, hey, you know, setting up a date, let's meet up here and then. And it's like very basic stuff, guys. Like, don't overcomplicate things, okay? I'm tired of seeing that. And don't buy, you know, stop buying these $100 products for just dumb lines or trying to be a cookie cutter version of your favorite pickup artist coach, and they're all marketing while their life is falling apart. It's like, these kids is ridiculous, right? It's like, stop all that. So guys, that's pretty much all I wanted to cover. I hope you're going out there meeting enough women so that you stop crying about flakes, because if you are meeting enough women, you will get flakes, but you'll also get dates, right? So most of the guys that cry about flakes is guys who are only meeting like 5 women a week and they're getting flaked. And so they're going to buy your magical lines book because they don't even comprehend the amount of actual volume that you have to put in, or they just, you know, it just doesn't make any sense, right? So keep in mind, you want to be doing a good amount of, you know, meeting, socializing a good amount. By the way, it doesn't take over your life. This is another misconception. It's like, oh, but do I have to be approaching all the time? No, dude, it's basically like the gym. You go to the gym 1 hour, you know, maybe 3 to 4 times a week. That's it, right? That's it. Stop crying. Stop whining. They're not just going to come to you. This is the work you have to put in, okay? That's it for this video, guys. Like, comment, subscribe. I will catch you next time. Go and take some action and stop crying about why she flakes. Peace.